Chapter 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, who were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they don't wash their hands when they eat bread? But he answered and said to them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor your father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or mother, It is given to God whatever you might have been profited by me, and doesn't honor his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, These people draw near me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said to them, Hear and understand. Not that which goes into the mouth defiles the man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then came his disciples and said to him, Did you know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then Peter answered and said to him, Explain to us this parable. And Jesus said, Are you also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatever goes into the mouth enters into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things that proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things that defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands doesn't defile a man. Then Jesus went from there and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Zidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried to him and saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and she worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it to you even as you will. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. And Jesus departed from there and came near to the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and threw them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be well, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have continued with me now 3 days and they have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting lest they faint on the way. And his disciples said to him, From where should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7 and a few little fish. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they all ate and were filled. And they took up of the broken food that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. Matthew 16. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, When it is evening, you say, will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said to them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said to them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I wasn't talking to you about bread when I said, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then they understood how that he was telling them not to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I am?